On University of Missouri Week, excavation is telling us new stories about an old civilization. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Benton Kidd, researcher and associate curator of ancient art at the University of Missouri, explores the colorful lives of the Phoenicians.
There was little left of the Phoenician domination of the Mediterranean region because conquering Greeks and Romans obliterated Phoenicians' homes and businesses. Many of the Phoenicians were traders, and like their Greek neighbors, they could have very loud taste. We've reconstructed an interior wall of what is believed to have been a wealthy Phoenician's hilltop villa dating to around 100 BC. The excavation was started 50 years ago by Saul and Gladys Weinberg at the site of Tel Anafah in northern Israel, where they found a luxurious Phoenician merchant's villa. The team, subsequently joined by archaeologists from the University of Michigan, recovered artifacts and more than 1,000 fragments of brightly colored gold-leafed wall plaster that decorated a room on the upper floor of the villa. Each fragment was carefully photographed and documented. We digitally reassembled the fragments into one of the four walls of the room. Additionally, we had pigments analyzed by the mass spectrometer at the MU Research Reactor and found builders used mercury for a bright, vivid pink, making the Tel Anafah villa the earliest occurrence of a mercury-based pigment in the region. The analysis also revealed copper oxide was used for green. Neither copper nor mercury is native to Israel, so it would have been imported. Certain areas of the wall were embellished with gold leaf, some of which still clings to the plaster fragments. We hope this research will add to the archaeological body of work as we continue to uncover the hidden past of the Phoenicians.
That was Benton Kidd of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.